And here we are. Thanks so much. We love it. I've got a piece called The Baxter of Blacks, which is pretty interesting take on things. Doris Daly wrote it. And what have you got coming up, Mike?
Well, it depends on how long that takes.
All right. We'll check it out. Hey, in the meantime, I want to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. They're not that flashy, fancy magazine type. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in ag news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They know Tri-State Livestock News is the expert. Valuable, timely information about the industry. You will like their rancher style. Just go to tsln.com, Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
VisitValentine.com is the place where you can go to find out 50 things to do right here in Cherry County and the Valentine area. Still time to make a fall trip down the scenic Niobrara River or take in the beautiful night skies out at Merritt Reservoir International Dark Skies area. You can find out more by going to VisitValentine.com.
I think you'll enjoy these. These will help your vocabulary.
Oh, a vocabulary lesson. Never did like English.
Well, I think you'll like this one. Sheep come in flocks. Whales come in pods. Geese come in gaggles. Police come in squads. There are hovers of trout, bouquets of pheasant, bands of gypsies, and rabbles of peasants. Prides for a lion, packs for a rat. Lamentations of swans. What's up with that? Hosts of angels, dens of thieves. What else has the language got up her sleeves? Collective nouns, how droll, how poetic. But where are the nouns with a cowboy aesthetic? Mr. Webster, I fear, lacked in Western perspectives. So I offer my word list of cowboy collectives. A gavel of auctioneers, a marble of fattened steers. A bodacious of bucking bremas, a shank of Tony Lamas. A clutch of John Deere tractors, a clint of Western actors, a chip of coffee shop mugs, an Ian of Navajo rugs, an annoyance of all know its, an Elko of cowboy poets, a king of roping resources, and now for the horses. A rum of Morgans, a dapple of Grays, an acorn of Chestnuts, a Hudson of Bays, a Bray of Jennies, a Stubborn of Jacks, a Sunburn of Whites, a Baxter of Blacks, a Shag of Shetland Ponies, a Rack of Skin and Bonies, a Bourbon of Tennessee Walkers, an Amazement of Mr. Ed Talkers, a Prince of Lipizzaners, a Preakness of Also Ranners, a Gate of Pasofinos, a Trigger of Palominos. Friends, add these terms to your vocab and dazzle your friends with the gift of gab. But caution to you collective noun go-getters, best to quit before you get to manure spreaders. Doris Daly.
Well, we've had this one earlier on a Good Stuff program, but I think it's kind of funny. So Charles Osgood had come out with this. So I ask if any of you know when men's socks vanish, where do they go? Perhaps, as folks suggest, Martians take some and leave the rest. For reasons out beyond the stars, they only need one sock on Mars. Or here's a thought, perhaps debatable, one sock is made biodegradable. But the best idea, the greatest notion, comes from New York. One politician suggests that maybe in his drawers are socks that might be yours. He thinks there might be some device, and possibly it would be nice if matchups could somehow be made through a systematic one-sock trade. The time has come for such a change, and hence comes the New York Sock Exchange.
I am looking forward to that getting started. George is walking down a dirt lane when he spies a strange-looking old bottle. When he picks it up to wipe off the dirt, a genie suddenly appears. You can have one wish, the genie says, but it can't be for three more wishes. So George thinks for a moment. Well, I've always wanted to visit Hawaii, but I'm scared of boats and planes. So build me a highway over the ocean so I can drive all the way to Hawaii. The genie scratches his head. That's a tough one, George. Maybe you could wish for something easier. So George thinks again. Okay, I've always had a hard time understanding my wife, so make it so I can understand the way women think. The genie ponders that for a moment, then says, so do you want two lanes or four? Saw that coming.
We'll leave you with that one today on The Good Stuff.